The shit changed, but you know for the most part nothing ain't different. Sometimes be stuck in my ways, weekend fucked up in somebody's kitchen. Stick in my hand, I'm chilling with the trips and my few cans doing, so I walk like Winston. Trust me, I wake up hanging, you hang that I'm leaving this bed, you're kidding. I'm sitting on back in the pad, get deep fried and I smoke some packs of the grass. Put the feet up, kick back and relaxing at best. No, I'm sticking on Riley's
gas. Mamma mia.
Look at this, mate.
Check us out.
It's a change of scenery indeed.
It's the ultimate change of scenery, I would say. We're in Strangers Barbers.
Strangers Creative.
Rhys Haggerty sitting in the back, like a proud mother. that's like when you're more like the football or something.
Aye.
No, wait, my mum never recorded me at the football.
Aye, that was me with fucking Morgan at Hyrox. That appeared, woo!
That Hyrox is mad, mate.
Hyrox is a fucking strange...
Stranger.
It's a strange phenomenon.
Before we start, by the way, I need to remember this. We need to give a shout out to somebody. Simply Detailing.
Oh, yes.
Lee Sutherland.
Yes, Lee Sutherland.
Know that one. Lee Sutherland sorted up Jamie's car.
Mate, look better than ever. Look better than a bonnet.
So what he does is it's like a valet. That's how he explained it to me. Because he was like, I'll sort your motor out. And I was like, what do you do? It's like a valet for the outside your motor.
Aye.
Like, but he done the inside as well, didn't
mate,
he?
Mate, touched up like paint and all that. Like pure, an extra... Extra care, polished everything and all that. It was fucking dynamite. So I shout out to Lee Sutherland.
Shout out to the man, Lee Sutherland. So he's on Instagram, it's at Simply Detailing. So you can go and give him a wee check if you're needing anything with your car. And I need to get mine done soon, Lee. Please. shout out to him. But I mean, we're here. Not in G4. We've got Joe back.
Joe's here.
Hello.
Joe's standing in. Obviously, Jamie Wood. He was at G4. He's left to go and do his own thing, so we don't know really what's happening with that yet, but Joe's here for the time being. Welcome back, Joe.
Happy to be here.
Would you get this beautiful studio?
It's beautiful, it's fantastic. Some would say mystical.
It's very mystical, mate.
We've got Neil and Malcolm in the corner.
Aye, they're chilling out there. I don't know if that's in the shot perfectly, but also, Rhys, have you got your mic there? Have you got your mic there?
Say hello.
I thought you had a mic.
Hello.
Tell everybody where to come get the haircut.
It's at 80 Kent Street at the Barrows Market.
Oh, that
was a very timid reseller.
No, it's not, but that's like very representative of Strangers, I would say, because you don't come in Strangers and get hit in the back with a boner after the barber looking out the window at birds.
Aye, peeping on every bird.
It's not that type of vibe in here. It's also a hairdresser's as well.
Aye, it's more than that, as you can see. You know what I mean? This is a place where art is made, bro.
It's more than just a barber's.
It's more than just a barber's.
It's almost a lifestyle. Strangers, it kind of is.
Strangers is my religion. Strangers Creative is my chapel.
Trust the plan, bro.
Aye, mate, I've got my shoes off and that, I'm soaking.
You're really comfy then.
I'd had pure bogging trainers on and they were hurting a wee bit, they were quite small. I don't know why I wore them. It's the studio, you know what I mean?
We need to get it home here. First one. This must be weird for the viewers seeing this, I reckon.
I know, mate, because it's nearly 3 years we were.
I know.
Similar. We try to change it up a bit. Do you feel like the visual grammar?
The visual grammar. Oh. Rhys just texts me there for the back of the room saying, pretend I've died in the background. But he's came through the laptop. So,
Rhys, he's fucking dead.
Well, we've got this place to ourselves now, but we're here, mate, and we're here to talk about embarrassing stuff. Sort of embarrassing, I would say.
I'd say, mate, life's an adventure and this is some twists and turns that people have taken.
Everybody's been on a first date, and if you've no, you're a fucking loser.
Stop listening.
If you've not been on a date, turn off now.
Unless you're just a mad shag.
Or stay on and find out what they're like.
Aye.
Get some tips on what to do, what not to do.
Aye. This can be a guide to first dates.
A guide. Mate, see... What the fuck was that? We're fucking breaking things already.
Know,
what was
mate. That? I don't know. I think your phone fell through that contraption you're sitting on.
Oh my god, it fell through the chair.
Mate, that chair is made out of like space dust.
I don't know why I thought that. I'm on an inflatable chair. I'm like just putting things down as if like it's a normal chair.
Sitting in my laptop.
Oh, mate, we're here. But mate, something embarrassing has happened to me in my life recently. Obviously, massive news is ringing around Glasgow at the moment that me and Jamie Kelly are off the hash.
How many days we in now? Two?
2 days.
2 days in, and it's feeling
terrible.
Awful.
No, it's nice.
I'll get by.
Do you know what the best thing about it is? I don't want to kill myself anymore.
Hey, that's true. The best thing I think about it is I'm not irritated by everybody at all times when I'm not stoned at my nut.
I know.
I'm not just walking by my mall like, fuck. Shut your mouth.
It's funny we were talking about that on the Patreon episode we just done, but it's like we are like two opposite ways with the bud. It's like you get pure irritated, whereas I get pure, like I've spoken about this before. When I smoke bud, I get to a point where I forget what I actually act like. So aye. Like you would say something to me and in my brain I would have a thought that goes, how would I normally react to that? Aye. And then I would try and react like that.
Do you know what's mad? I can see that in you. I know when that's happening, but just because I know you so well, and it's not like I'm pure all the time, but it's like sometimes I see you and you go, and then you go, aye, defo, mate. Something like that. I can notice it. But I don't get irritated when I'm on bud. It's just that smoking bud makes me feel so goddamn lovely. When I'm fucking in the house and somebody says something to me, I'm very snappy. I've been a fucking grumpy wee bitch. You've seen me today. I've been a bitchy wee cunt.
Jamie Kelly, we went to Rumbling Tom round the corner. Shout out. We got a fantastic breakfast in there.
A beautiful breakfast.
And Jamie Kelly had a flat white, immediately went out there, went across the road and bought two Red Bulls.
One for?
And came in here and was the sassiest bitch. Remember, what's her name? Tiffany? What's the one that's like, David's dead, that one?
Aye.
Like the now in Big Brother, and it's like the black girl, you know what I'm talking about? And it's like, David's died, and they're talking about like David Bowie or something.
Aye, and she's
somebody in the house has died.
Aye.
What's she called, Tiffany New York? Like I'm not something.
I know who you're talking about, people, but she's been overly dramatic. She's going, oh no, David.
That was you for a caffeine in here. People were saying things, and he was looking at me going,
bitching so badly, man.
He's been a little bitch, mate. But something that embarrassing that's happened in my life recently is I'm off the hash, but I'm so on the crystal bars and the nicotine. And do you know what's so embarrassing, mate? Starting to smoke crystal bars at like 27 when you haven't been, because you know, in work, I'm like walking about pure and like hiding it, because I'm like, I don't like a guy seen me outside smoking, like an older guy, and he was like that. He was like to me, you smoke? I'm like, hey, I just started on this. Like, I feel so stupid. Mate, usually people are like trying to get after them and I'm like, I just started.
Mate, I thought it was a mad insane move, because you know how like, because I've always been quite ashamed of like the fact that I was vaping all the time and all that. And I always thought you were somebody that was impervious to getting the vapes wrapped around your finger. And I feel like you have. What's the change? Is it the cherry ice?
No, do you know what it is, mate? What gets me is, all right, I could be walking about breathing in air, but I could also be breathing in fizzy cherry.
That is so
and
true.
And that's so much better than just what, plain air.
Plain
air's like water.
Excuse me, can I ask you for a shot? Would that be okay?
Have a blast on that, bitch.
Fizzy cherry.
Drink of that.
It's a lot better than boring old air, isn't it?
You can get fucking I was in the shop, right? Two for a tenner doing Airdrie. Brilliant. Three for a tenner.
Three for a tenner?
Three vapes for a tenner.
Mate, that's spice.
No wonder I'm hooked. So obviously you've got mango ice, watermelon ice.
Everybody knows.
And then they've went mental and they're like putting three fruits in it. It's like strawberry, peach, grapefruit in that. You're like, what does that even fucking taste like?
I mind my pal asked me to get him a vape for a show, and I done what one he done. It's a green one. It's passion fruit, guava, grape.
Aye, that.
I was like, what, mate?
That's too much, man. No. Stick with one flavour, but There's you get a crystal bar and it's just tobacco flavoured.
Oh, aye, aye. You get jewel pods at golden tobacco.
Smoke a fag, mate.
I know. But some people like the snout, but then don't like. I think our stand in producers have been an advocate of the golden tobaccos.
Tobacco ones? They're for a rainy day. Like, you can keep a wee tobacco one just in a wee lockbox or something.
But why do you know?
Left, you need it. I know, I don't even know why they make it.
Why do they make it?
There's no reason to have it other than it's the only one you've got left.
But
the only one you've got left?
No, but why do you even get it in the. Surely you can keep a mango one.
No, he's saying this because I think when you buy a jewel, you get a golden tobacco weight. And it just sits by in a drawer.
Oh, you're talking jewels, I'm talking straight crystal.
Aye, crystal bar tobacco is insane.
But the best. Do you know what the thing is with me, but it's the flavours that are getting me. I want to try every flavour and be like, like the best one I've tried so far, Gold Bar, Hawaiian Sunrise. Oh my God, feel like I'm in the Bahamas.
That tastes like sex, bro.
Feel like I'm down the beach in Girlfriend.
Feel like I'm down Trin Beach.
Fish and chip flavour.
Oh, mate, to die for, bro.
Oh.
Chips and gravy flavour. I'm holding out for a chips and gravy vape.
Chips and gravy vape.
That would be insane, mate. I would love that.
That would be the one, mate.
Mate, can I tell you something I learned the other day that I think you'll find interesting? Do you ever heard of the saying, cheery bye?
Oh.
Of course.
Yeah, every day.
Mate, do you know that comes from Scots Gaelic?
Aye.
The word shari meaning happy and bye, like we are like A U Y, you know that? Like,
I thought it was just like when
cheerio and bye.
Aye.
So did I, but it's not, it's for Gaelic. It came
where does cheerio even come from?
Aye. I don't know, can we get it? You've got a laptop there, do you want to get searching away? I'll talk to stand in producer Joseph. Joseph, do you want to talk about your new employment place? And do you want to talk about this beard, actually? That's what's been happening with you.
I like the cheery bye thing, but I've got a beard, like a wee kind of small beard. I've been grooming myself, groomed.
You look like you've been getting groomed. Have you been having a lot of baths or that?
No, really.
Lately, you've been bathing. Do you want to talk about your employment status in Country Baskets? No.
I want to know about if cheerio is English or Scottish.
Right, so Google said, like, why do the British say cheerio? The toast of cheers had been around well before then. So this is obviously started in the middle of an article here. The toast of cheers had been around well before then, and it was a common custom when someone was leaving on a long trip to share a libation with them, to toast them on their way. The toast being given being cheers. That's rope you're weird, isn't it?
Aye.
This was known as cheering off. So, like, you're cheering somebody off before they go and do something. Cheerio, cheerio,
yo, cheerio. Cheerio, cheerio, cheerio.
That is the most British thing ever, isn't it?
I know, but I'm sure cheery bye comes from Scots Gaelic. And then there was a few other words. I was wondering if we could maybe type that in.
Right.
Scots Gaelic words that are used today. Or Gaelic just in general, because it was a good few. And they were very... Because you always think about... See, when we think about words and that, you always think about, like, French words are being the only foreign words you kind of use sometimes, like, as hard as a fucking, like, blamage, you know what?
It's just coming up, like, if it's used, how many people use it. How many people, so, Scotland's most recent census revealed that they have a population just shy of 5.5 million. So, out of 5.5 million, how many people do you think can speak Gaelic?
Like, 10,000 or something. 20,000.
What?
Well, I would say like under 1,000. It's like one school in Glasgow.
No. All the islands, they like Campbelltown, people in Campbelltown, they are drossing that. They'll be.
Drossing?
No, drossing, sorry. Fucking
Campbelltown, I'll dross.
I'm out in a camp season. That.
So it's 60,000, so just over 1%.
Oh.
But I know that school you're talking about, why I hear a funny story. So I know somebody that went to a gaff and it was all the people that went to that school, it was mostly them, right? And they were fleeing out their nut and they heard people talking Gaelic and they thought they were hitting a badging. They were like, how weird would that be, like being fleeing out your nut and people just starting talking Gaelic and they can all understand each other and you're like,
mate, that was like my dream. Now I was telling you about my dream that I was like too baked that I couldn't understand people. It sounded like they were talking gibberish and I was getting pure scared and all that. Mate, you know how talking about this, you were just mentioning the school there, Joe. Do you remember the school we seen in India?
It was like a wee camp school. It was called
St. Joseph's something school, right? But it had like barbed wire on it. and it had a mad sign and we went up and read it and it was like, what are you laughing at? This is terrible.
Laughing at you painting a mad picture and barbed wire on it. Slagging fuck at it.
I'll draw some man.
I'll draw some veggies everywhere. No, but and on the fucking plaque hang, it was like stitch making, sand art, like all these.
Getting them ready for the sweatshops,
aye,
man.
Aye, it was
all that. Master where that, just, hey, fuck it.
It was shoemaking in that, it was, I swear to God.
In the school?
Aye, that was what the school was for.
Mate, see, talking about India, I heard Joe's been a bit of a Mumbai party boy in India.
Oh, is it? Joe's partying with the boy from Mumbai.
One night in Bagga, mate. One night in Bagga.
One night in Bagga.
Is it Bagga? It's mental in there, mate.
Bagga in a mental place, mate.
It's mental in there.
Mate, me and Joe spent a mad magical time at, well, that night. We were up till like 9 in the morning on the beach together.
That was a new year, but you're allowed to do that.
Aye, mate, it was, mate, I go in the year, bro. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, what about, see, I know this is totally off topic, but Cat Williams on Joe Rogan, it's about 3.5 hours, so I'm getting into it, but he's saying like, why, like, I knew that in 20 years time, saying the GOAT would be a normalised phrase because like the GOAT's pure demonic and that, like a GOAT, but they've like coined it to be like a common phrase, like the greatest of all time and that, but they've put, it's putting like GOATs and like all that imagery in your head of like Satanism and that.
The emojis and all that, it's just a pure
maybe
normal.
No emojis, but
I know, but I just mean like that being used, it's popularised everywhere.
Because it's like, greatest of all time, but then it's like, you don't even know that you're
do
being...
Do you remember in like 2010 or something, people used to always say it about like Rihanna and Beyonce and all that, because they used to always say that, it's like, something looks like a goat in
Lady Gaga and that.
Like satanic rituals.
Yeah, Lady Gaga was well in the Illuminati, mate.
Lady Gaga, mate, know who's the queen of the Illuminati, the new? Doja Cat.
Jink Doja Cat, isn't it?
Mate, Doja Cat used to be fine as hell. She looks like fucking...
A wee alien.
Somebody stoating about the bar.
She looks like something found that like... In
she looks like the guy who sells a snout.
Tobacco and Viagra.
That, mate. No.
Right. No, cut that the producer earlier, the executive producer.
Can I have that in my marbles, mate? Tone order is doing,
mate. Mate, do you know what I was about to talk to you about, bro? Just that, this is just a quick, again off topic, but it just came into my head again. Do you know how in America, like, and couldn't say it here as well, people would say fap for like having a wank? And it's, they say that because it's the sound, right? I realised that's also what chugging is. Chug is the sound.
Is that an onomatopoeia?
No, but chug is. Chug. Like, that's why you say. Well, why do you say chug?
Well, do you say that when you're having one? Chug.
Nah.
And no, your Bobby's talking to
why
you.
Why do you say chug, but? Because it means drinking something fast.
No. What? Chug? Aye.
Let's find it.
No, because like that's what I mean. It's chug is already a word.
I thought it was like a train. Should talk about a train as chugging.
What is a train about having a wank? I think it's the exact same as fat. I think it's the Scottish version of fat.
But you yeah, I'm a bit fat anyway. But you've been doing the no fap challenges.
No, none of that. No, I was thinking about how funny the word chug is. Like having a chug. Like, I'm away to have a chug or something. Like, have you said that?
What does chug mean in slang? To swallow a drink completely without stopping to breathe. Example.
Chugging milk in that, I can say chug, like chug jug. For example, Fortnite that. Hi Vicky. Vicky. We've got another producer in the building. On FaceTime.
What's the cafe? Derizora?
Derizora.
Get down Derizora, Shawlands, Skirving Street, innit? Bloody Skirving Street.
You've knocked that out of the park, yeah?
I walked by it the other day.
Did you? It's a nice little cafe, innit?
Ah, it's lovely.
Let's get the stamp.
No, I didn't go in.
Gets it RG stamp of approval, bro.
I get the stamp, but I think we've got a lot of these to go through. Let's get into the... We asked for your embarrassing sort of first date stories, the first dates from hell.
We get so much, mate.
We
get
a lot of them. And I'll be honest, a lot of them didn't make it because a lot of them was just boys gone. Mate, this bird, she was hairy fat as fuck.
This bird was pure stinking ass, right?
Mate, this bird looked healthy, mate her, she was hairy fat as fuck. It's like, that's on you, mate. You do your research. Investigate further.
You need to be scouting these pics.
Aye, man. But let's go. So, do you think I should keep these anonymous, all of them?
I don't know. I think fucking...
Or should I get the Sunday name out in the pod?
Aye.
Right, I'm going to keep them anonymous.
Docs every one of them.
Just to be safe. So... The first one we've got, went on a Tinder date with a bird and the actual date wasn't so bad. Well, it went well enough to get invited back to her bit. Where we proceeded to get down to the dirty deed. Prior to that, she thought it would be a good idea to set the mood by lighting some candles.
Nice.
I mind I had her bent over and I just stopped when she started asking why. I could barely even speak, I was that steaming. All I could do was point and say, fire. She looked up and just saw that her bed had caught fire because one of the pillows had landed on top of the candle.
Oh my
God.
She
started running about trying to find something to put it out while I just sat there staring at the events passing by. She eventually got it out. Got well out the dick. She eventually got it out of her mind. And we both lived to tell the tale, but we never ever saw each other again.
Because he was just stoning there the whole time. I think he should have done something.
He should have
there his dick in his hand.
He should have been. The boy should have been sorting that out during.
I would have jumped on top of it.
Just bang, bang, bang on the foot, mate.
How mental would that be? Like, he leapt on top of it, just caught fire.
Just jumped over it.
I'll sort this. Don't worry about him.
Swanton bombs of fire.
That. What do you even do in that situation?
Well, you would think, see if they go through that. I was going to say, if they were still together, they were literally folded in the flames. Know what I mean? Relationship was folded in flames together.
I think it's you're pure footsie, by the way. I know, mate. And it's weirder. It's weirder getting footsie. Get to fuck. This guy, do you know what the heck is? Mate, he's got his socks on. I can pure feel all his toes in that one. Get to right, so I right. think it's I think the most mental part of that story is they never saw each other again.
Aye, like I thought they would have been solid after that gone through that experience.
A pillow.
It was just friction. It was all just friction. The boy was going 100 mile an hour.
Oh, my fanny caught fire.
Humper, mate. He's a little humper.
Mate, like rubbing two sticks together, bro. My fanny caught fire, man. That's insane, mate.
Aye.
That's nuts. Right, let's move on to the next one. So, this one's nuts. First date story. I met this lad on Tinder. Couldn't decide if he was a weirdo or hilarious. It was in one of the COVID lockdowns, so we just went on a walk in that. Then one night he came round to mine for some drinks, got a bit pissed, and then he asked me to do a Downton Abbey roleplay. I've never watched it, so wasn't too sure what the crack was. Anyway, he wanted me to be posh and rich, and he was one of my servants. He couldn't get it up, so he was kneeling on my bed, wanking his dick hard. I was laid there with my hands over my face, wanting to die. He then came on my new duvet set. Swear to God, he still had a floppy as well. Afterwards, I was so...
Mate.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that might be part of the role play, the floppy bit.
Aye,
people in that program.
I'm so pathetic, I can't even get a boner.
Mate, coming on a floppy is insane.
So it said, I was laid there with my hands over my face, wanting to die. He then came on my new duvet set, swear he still had a floppy as well. Afterwards, I was so mortified, I didn't know what to do, so rolled a joint and got really high. Got starving, so was like, let's order some grub. He was like, my treat, blah, blah, blah. Obviously for the floppy situation. I picked a box meal I wanted from the chicken shop. Was basically a wicked zinger meal. Passed the phone to him and he said, how much? $8.99? That's scandalous. Oh my God.
What a fucking
You can't grumble at the price after all that.
What a pathetic guy, mate.
$8.99. That's how much it is at KFC.
The $8.99 is cheap, mate. I think you'll be hard pressed to find a good KFC for $8.99 these days.
KFC is fucking the same as Subway.
Aye.
The only one that's staying kind of real is McD's.
McD's is the fucking... They do everything better than the rest, mate. Fast food-wise.
They'll never catch up to McD's.
Nobody can. Desserts, breakfast, burgers, chicken. The lot.
Mate, do you want me to tell you something, right? I'm going to put this statement out here. Yep. Do you all like a hash brown?
Love them. Hash bizzles.
Hash browns? Hash browns all round, boys?
Yep.
Give me a McDonald's hash brown or any other hash brown I've had.
Aye. 1,000,000%.
Do you agree with me?
The shape over the triangle.
The shape, the crunch to potato inside texture.
The actual potato as well. Soft, lovely potatoes. Except the only hash brown I've had to have over it is the IHOP ones in America.
All right.
See that? Have you ever seen them? And it's like shredded potato.
No.
And it's all, it's like a cheese grater kind of thing. Hunter's a shredded potato all pressed down on a frying pan. It's fucking banging as well. That's a good hash bizzle.
Where do you go to IHOP, Florida?
Aye, International Drive.
Is IHOP, because I know there's some shit in America, it's like you only get So like In and Out Burgers only in like the West Coast.
Aye, West, aye.
And then IHOP's like
IHOP's everywhere, I think. Oh, maybe no. Maybe it's more like beach towns and
what's
that.
What's our version of IHOP? Do we have it?
Denny's is IHOP. They've got Denny's, I know, and we've got that kind of.
Where Denny's in somewhere pure weird,
it's,
isn't
it's
it?
It's like no, Hillington or Hillington, aye.
I get shut down because nobody went to it or something.
Mate, what about I drove by Popeye's the other day or whatever it's called?
Aye.
Is that the new thing? Where was that?
I spent it for a bit.
I forget where I was, but I was somewhere pure random and I was.
Barhead.
Like, was it in Barhead, mate? I was like playing football or something.
I wonder what the thinking was behind putting that in Barhead.
I was so confused because it was empty. You would think that would be packings and it might be good. I've had that abroad and I didn't like it that much.
No, because there was a Popeye's in Vietnam, but it was like
KFC.
It was like not wasn't the way it is here. It was nothing like it.
And noodles not?
Nah, it wasn't.
What a mumbo jumbo, bro.
It wasn't great, mate.
That is just straight mumbo.
It was straight foreign muck, mate. It's right, so next story, guys. We're moving this train along. A short and sweet one. My pal Kerr was talking to a lassie on Tinder for a couple of weeks and they agreed to meet up and go for a coffee. He got to her house and he sent her a message saying, I'm outside. He takes a look at her window and sees her peeking through the blinds, then quickly closes them. He kept messaging her saying he was outside, but she wasn't responding. 10 minutes go by while Kerr's still in the driveway. Then the cunt got blocked off her. He gives it 5 minutes, then fucks off.
What are you getting 5 minutes for?
What, would you be away right away?
We get blocked.
That is grim, innit?
Mate, I would have sped away there. I would have crashed into cunts, not.
That is like the worst nightmare.
I would have GT5'd out of there. I would have sped on the motorway, mate. I'd have been greeting into the steering wheel, not. That is a harsh one, bro.
I wonder what makes. Because obviously they've been talking on Tinder or whatever.
So is this person's pal?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a male guy? A male guy?
Aye, my pal Kerr, I'm assuming, is a.
Aye. Because I feel for the boy.
You ever done anything like that?
What, to a female? Mm-hmm. Never in my life, bro. I've never really been on any dates. I've been on like a couple of dates in my life.
Aye, same.
Like, I've had very few.
See, the thing is, when you've got a fucking, like, you don't need a lot of dates. Do you know what I mean?
No.
See if you're doing it right. See if you've been on 150 dates. Something wrong with you.
You need to calm down.
Chill out.
Yeah, have you been bashing Loving the Spectrum, by the way? Just talking about I know we're talking dates here.
Do you know what I've been wanting to talk about Loving the Spectrum and I forget about it every single
week? Same, mate. I had it in my notes earlier on, so I was like, I definitely want to bring this up. I want to talk Tanner. Mm-hmm. I want to talk Tanner a lot. Tanner's a lovely man. Have you been watching, Joseph?
Yeah, I've seen it on TikTok.
Have you seen Tanner?
Is that the mad bald guy with a skinhead?
No,
who's that with the skinhead? To be Indian?
No, it's the guy who goes, so today.
Oh, no, James B. Jones. Let me tell you something, right? You just can honestly check this at home if you want. Go on our TikTok, look at who we follow. We follow 6 accounts. Me, Jamie Wood, your girlfriend, my girlfriend, and James B. Jones for Loving the Spectrum. Here, no, it's nuts, but I love them because all the comments are like, well, bro, ever chill. Like, because it's like, he's always going on insane rants. But see if he's pure smart.
Aye.
He's like talking about how he like fixed the economy and all that.
Aye, aye, aye.
But he's always standing in front of a podium.
Aye,
it's nuts.
Well, actually, it's that breathing thing, mate. I love him so much. I love his rig outs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mate. See, when he's trying to impress on a date, he's stunted out the hair gel back in that.
He loves his hair.
And he loves, like, I think he likes a bit of, like, he's like wanting beautiful vistas and all that. He's always like, what a beautiful view I have here. And all that. He likes it. He likes the date being nice for the woman.
He's an elegant man. It's he as well. He hates wearing anything apart from flip flops.
Aye.
He keeps going to go for a date, right? And his mum's like, ah, James, you need to put shoes on. Like, he's walking a bit like barefoot and that. He's like, but I was wearing shoes yesterday. He's amazing.
Four shoes every day.
My favourite, know who I love? Connor. What the fuck, mate?
I've got a lot of things to say about Connor.
What are you going to say?
I want input for Joseph Gascadden.
He doesn't
here,
even
right?
know.
Do you, you
skinhead guy?
No.
Kinda.
Hold your mic properly, right?
I know.
So, I just want to say, because this is who Connor is to me, it reminds me of him perfectly, right? The game Spider-Man 2, the Peter Parker in that game is a mad cringy, annoying cunt who's like, well, I guess I'll go here now and all that. And that's...
Bro, he's got autism.
I know.
What the fuck's sake?
But it annoys me. It annoys me.
Right, all right. I like him.
A wee bit.
I like them all.
Like...
I like them all.
Do you really?
This guy. You mean you're basically got autism with your feet out and all that.
Mate, I'm half autistic. I just don't like... There's nothing to do with being autistic. I just don't...
You can dislike autistic people.
Aye, I don't...
You don't need to like them.
But it's not even that I don't like him. It's just he's not one of my favourites on the show.
Right, aye.
But I follow him on TikTok. You know what I mean? I'm throwing the love out there to Connor. Nope. I'm not hating on the boy.
Actually, you don't like Connor, I'll tell you someday. I don't like Danny.
Who's Danny again?
The bird that's every day. Every day it's gone pubertal and she's like, do you own an animation studio? And if they don't own an animation studio, she doesn't go with them.
She's actual fuming. Like, she can't. That's her one thing.
That's like...
Mate, Zalando had a fucking animation degree or something. And he was like, I'm working towards getting my own studio or not. And she was like, I just don't think it's right.
She's like, but you've no got it the new...
Like... I'm wanting an animation studio with the new. I'm going to find a guy that owns... I want to find Spike Lee or whatever.
I know. Mate, I don't like her, right?
Mate, she's got autism.
Aye, but I've got a good reason. You just don't like the way he spoke. I think her morals are all wrong, right? But, like, she wanted this one guy, right? Mm-hmm. She had her heart set on him. I think he had an animation studio.
Is this the guy from, like, that was from California? He was a wee drive away and he owned his own studio?
Aye. So, I don't know what his name is. He showed up in a leather jacket and that. He showed up today in a leather jacket. He clearly wasn't that into her, right? She keeps going, like, saying things and he's kind of like, no. Like, he wasn't into it. So then she realised that, like, he didn't want her. So... she just like went with this other guy and it's like she just said, like, she was like, oh, I'll just go with him because he didn't know. No, because she really liked the other guy.
I know what you mean. It's a bit egotistical, do you think?
It's just a bit like you. I think she was using him to stay on the show. She's trying to get in the next season.
Aye, she's wanting to stay on there. She's wanting to be a regular. The first ever Love and the Spectrum regular.
My favourite of all time out of all these shows, Big Dan Wakeford.
Oh.
I love Girlfriend. Why I put it on? I can actually get it on.
Get it on, bro.
Dan Wakeford, love Dan. See, the thing is, Daniel Wakeford's a recording artist.
Is he?
Aye. He's
talented guy.
Do you know what I love? Like, you see, watching these shows, apart from Danny, you've never want, like, see, when you watch them in the dates, you're like, you've never wanted somebody to, like, succeed. You're like, just, like, there's a bit in it where Connor holds the lassie's hand.
Oh,
and then he's like... And he's like holding the horn and he's like, she's like, are you alright? And he's like, I like that, but it was also kind of scary. And it's like, you're like, oh, like you just want a...
Want good things to happen.
That's why I pulled her walled in, mate. But, Playboy Girls, this is a good one. He's ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes, man.
Playboy Girls are so much sexy.
Playboy Girls
are so much pretty.
Oh.
Playboy Girls, have a dance, let's have a party. Playboy Girls, she's
like
a lady.
Very
Playboy
punk.
Girls,
he's got a full...
Have a boogie.
He's got a full album and he goes and does like live performances in pubs and that.
Aye.
Me, I love that.
We need to get him out of the live show.
We've got, how many people are we getting out of this live show? Benny T's got to do a backflip, my scooter.
Are we getting that? Are we getting a wee quarter pipe?
We're setting that up, mate.
Getting a wee quarter pipe.
Right, let's move on to the next date story. So, first date story. So, I used to live in Spain and I went there on a first date with a boy while I was out there. He said we were going to go to the beach for the day and rent a Zodiac, which is like a wee motorboat. So we rolled a few joints, got a few cans, and we're all set for our big voyage. Some point along the way, the cunt starts steering the boat to the side of the beach he was told not to go near because of winds. A massive wave comes from the right, completely knocks us upside down, flinging us both out the boat. The boat's fucked along with my phone, shoes, bag, and all my most important belongings, and we both nearly drowned. I went with him for a year and a half after that.
Fuck's sake.
That's what I think should have happened in the fire one.
Forged in the flames, mate. They were forged by
in the
Poseidon.
Water. Mm-hmm.
By the god of the seas, mate. Oh, how.
Mate, see if I was on a date. If I was on a date and somebody, I don't fuck with the water, mate.
No, mate, that's a nightmare, bro.
I'm not playing games in the fucking ocean.
Passport, maybe. And you never know, the passport could be away as well. You're on holiday if the bus is missing.
No, she lived there.
Oh, was she living there, sorry? Aye. Right. So that's, you're not taking a passport out.
I'm not fucking.
But
I'm,
still.
That's too deep. Look, I'm a slightly dangerous. At times I can be.
You can be. Explosive.
In the water. We were talking about this. I don't like. See people get. See the mad idiots that used to run about and like dunk everybody under the water and that.
He's looking at me.
That is Jamie Kelly 101, innit? Dunking people under the water.
Soaks on, dunking people under the water. Soaks on the pool, innit? What about people? Have you ever, do you know, remember people would keep their trainers on in the pool? You ever seen that, mate? You ever seen people? Oh, in the sea, sorry.
No, what's that about?
Keep their trainers on in the sea.
Oh, to like.
When you're walking on the rocks and all that.
Oh, aye, aye.
I've never enjoyed that as an activity. I hate my feet being wet like that. My trainer's been wet like that. I would never do that.
Like trainer's been wet with the feet in that under
scrunch,
it?
Scrunching, it filling up like a sponge. It's drenching, mate. You don't get that out. That's a trainer doesn't recover for that. What the fuck are you doing?
He's
there,
sabotaging
there,
mate? This, mate.
They're actually a fucking disgrace,
apparently. What are you even flying? I keep hearing myself flagging about. What is that? Is that a vape? Yeah. It's all right. You're get it. So I think we should move on to the next one. First date story. We went for drinks with a boy. He asked what school I went to. Worked out it was a Catholic school. Then went on to explain nobody hates Catholics more than my mum. Then showed me a picture of his red, blue and white bedroom. Swift exit.
Oofed.
That's hardcore, mate.
Mate, I respect the guy. Just for the off, this is what me and my clan
believe
in.
Is it not his maw though? I think it's his maw and not him. He's like, my maw hates Catholics. I'm all right with him.
No, here, listen, I can take you or leave you, right, but see the old dear. She'll go through you.
She's not going to have this at all.
It's funny, it's just sitting, Sean just gone, so aye, this is like why, like, this is just a one-time thing where you went to a Catholic school and look, my maw, there she is there with a sash on and that.
What if
they're on the drum?
No, imagine you like went to somebody in the lap. My boy's in the Orange Walk.
Aye, like
I couldn't do that.
Banging the drum in that.
She bangs the drum.
Bum up the front. What up, man?
She's bang. Like front and center of the Orange Walk. I couldn't do that.
No,
absolutely not.
Somebody, is this a female suitor's mother?
Aye,
no, I'm not having that.
You meet her and she's like, she's like asking, what's your mum and daddy? Oh, she does this.
She's a nurse and that, what she do for fun? Oh, she goes like swimming and that sometimes. And
she goes swimming?
Doing the bowling club and that. And she's also a Freemason that does the Orange Walk and that.
She's like in charge of the Orange Walk.
She's the head of the Freemasons and that. I'd respect that as well.
She's head of the Freemasons, I would go.
Do you think, the Freemasons, do you think that is a pure, ooh, spooky guys? Or do you think it's like just a mad gentleman's club? That I'm at bowling club.
Some spooky shit going on.
Jinx spooky shit.
Some rituals.
And it's tied to Scotland quite heavily, isn't it? The Freemasons start in Scotland. Moved it, these guys moved out to America. But I just thought it was a wee club. Didn't think they were stuck up
like
to
a social club?
Aye, just a wee bowling club for all the old guys.
That's maybe how it started.
But yeah. I think they do all the ceremonies and that, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Like the pure swearing
I think it's today with Catholic and all that because they wanted something. Because it's meant to be against Catholic.
Aye,
you went to America and all that because you couldn't be. You had to be a Catholic here at the time.
Aye, we were under Roman Catholics, weren't we?
Troops, we've got an announcement. We are now offering a 7-day free trial on our half B tier over at our Patreon. So that means you'll get access to the end of the episode when you hear us switching over to Patreon at the end. That means you'll get access to all of those episodes. So why not give it a go? 7-day free trial. You can go right through our archive of every bonus Patreon episode we've done. We've even got a few episodes that are just bonus episodes that we chucked in for that tier at random times. So you'll have so much to watch through. Give it a try. It's 1 week. You'll not be charged. Cancel it before the end if you don't want to be charged. But it's £3 a month. So It's up to yourself. Obviously, we've got our other tiers, our blue Flavour Boy tier. With that, obviously, you get all the extended episodes, but you also get a bonus episode each month. You get access to the Discord server. You get to ask questions for guests and us. We've also got the On It Till Tuesday tier, where you get two bonus episodes every month. You also get early access to all the episodes, and you get 10% off merch. And then, obviously, you get everything else that we've mentioned previously. And then our biggest tier, the GOAT tier, the daddies. You get to request an episode. It can be eaten really within reason, unless you want us to like strip off. We can discuss a price about that. But for £20 a month, you can request an episode. It can be anything, it can be a conspiracy theory, a watch along, anything you can think of. You get 20% off merch, plus everything mentioned in all the other tiers. So yes, get on it, troops. www.patreon.com/Riley's Gaff. Right, so the next one, I was talking to this guy on Tinder, was a nice guy, asked me for my Snapchat, the chat continued, just normal stuff, what do you do for work, etc. Then he asked to phone me on my way home from work, same normal conversation on the phone, but I heard heavy breathing and pure squelching. I was like, is everything okay? And he said, aye, everything's fine, but it was getting worse. Surely he's no wanking on the phone. I hung up and he messaged straight away apologising, saying, I thought you'd be into it, sorry. Such a weirdo, man. He still tries to message me to this day.
Mate, chugging. Chugging on the dinger, bro.
Imagine being like, so I was what?
Oh my God, mate. No, it's my, like, you don't realise how weird, like, there's a lot of weird guys out there, mm-hmm. up for doing weird things.
Very weird guys.
Like a normal conversation, that's a man's weird, like, I could never be, not as you just, all right, what's happening, what are you doing? What? No, I would never, that would never cross my mind to be like, fucking get battle right out.
But especially like, I was going to say, especially that like you just started talking to a bird, but like at any point, aye. Just being like, so how was work?
It might be even weirder if it was your missus at like 4 years or something. For the first time ever.
Is that you on the bus now? what you well?
Aye, mate, that's a shame for that lassie.
She called it the wanker.
The wanker. I like that. That's titled the wanker.
It's, I don't know why I say that at the start, but I gave it away.
To be fair to the young lad, he texts straight away. Mate, he's like, I own up to it, I'm sorry, thought you'd be into that.
Aye, but
do you think you finished first or do you think you just text you straight away?
Aye, that was the clarity, wasn't it? That was like, oh fuck. I only text him, man, that's fucking terrible me doing that.
Imagine getting off the phone and being like, I knew that, wasn't it? Like, I kind of thought it was, I thought she would have kind of got into
it.
And
it was a bit like, a wee bit out of the blue, like, I did kind of jump the gun a wee bit. I feel like rationalise it to yourself.
But imagine, like, no, it's funny about that. Like, imagine the next week after that for that boy, like, every day being like, oh, it's not that weird. I bet everybody's done that one.
George, do you ever let, so you know, before you have a bird, you ever fucking bottom on it? Try to, like, find companionship.
Aye, you're talking about sex and that. Like, no, just chatting.
Just like, no, do you just like it? Talk about, like, getting scran and that.
Oh my God.
That's no nice,
grin
is it?
As hell, mate.
I feel bad for that, lassie.
By the way, I'm going to save the best one till last. It's a voice note, so stay to the end.
Oh, I like that.
And we'll get the best one out, and then we're going to switch to the Patreon and do more, because we've got so many. And remember, troops, to hear the rest of this, we're doing a free trial, so you can get it for free if you want, patreon.com/Riley's Gaff. So let's go on to the next one. So this guy has asked to stay anonymous, so... His name's it. So he says, I'd appreciate if you kept it anonymous, as it's a proper brass neck. So I was with this bird for a while, just talking, and decided to take her on a date. Went to a place in the town and went back to mine after it. And somehow thought it would be a good idea to take an edible and hit possibly the worst badging of all time. I was sick in a super drug bag and thought it was blood, but the bag was just pink.
I know that is
a pure edible thing.
Oh, me, I'm so fit. I know the exact bags and all.
So it was a freak out. She threw up. Wait, hold on. Hold on, I'm going to rewind in this because I think, has the bird took an edible as well here? went back to mine. So they've both took an edible. I thought it was just the guy, right? So I'll start it again, Troops, right?
Edible squared.
So I'd appreciate if you get this anonymous. It's a proper brass neck. So I was with this bird for a while, just talking, and decided to take her on a date. Went to a place in the town, went back to mine after it, and somehow thought it would be a good idea to take an edible and hit possibly the worst badging of all time. I was sick in a super drug bag and thought it was blood, but the bag was just pink. So I was freaked out even more. She threw up all over my back and my mum had to come in and help us and put the lassie into the shower, trying to help her as she was in a bad way. I didn't have the heart to tell my mum we had took an edible. I was para out my box, so I said it must have been food poisoning. We then slept for 13 hours, and when I woke up, my mum had contacted the restaurant and said her experience was terrible and they offered a free meal next time. No had the brass neck to claim it in. As you can tell, we never lived happily ever after.
Oh, mate, but that's another one. I would think that's a fucking bonding experience.
I think, like, some of these are... The wanker, I can kind of see that, no going further.
The wanker, you go your separate ways.
I just part ways. But some of them, like, I think going through something terrible right at the start can be a good thing.
Aye. But is it like people that, like say you went through a disaster or something, like mountaineering people or something, and you all get through it together, and it's just like, right, we're off, like we're through this, you know what I mean? See you later, sayonara.
Aye.
Like, no hard feelings, that I respect you, we've been through something here, do you know what I mean? Like Vietnam vets, I bet they don't fucking hang about all the time.
Oh no, don't hang about for anybody.
No, they're just...
Guys that were in Nam, I think they're putting up with fucking waiting in a super drug bag. No chance.
No chance, bro.
Nah, not a chance, mate. Right, so next one. First date story. The last first date I was on, a wee cunt ran past me as I was getting off with my date outside Maggie Mays must be, and grabbed my bag off my shoulder. All he could think of to say in the moment was, "That was awkward. I've not seen him again." Imagine getting robbed, like, so somebody robbed her as she was getting off with something. That's a pure bold move to rob somebody mid-nip.
It's probably that's an opportune... That time, I'd say, to rob somebody.
It is probably the perfect time to mug somebody.
I mean, Nittim's just a lovely thing. See, when you're Nittim, you're in a world of your own. Nittim away.
Right, so you know. Right, kid on, you're Nittim. Show us what you do.
All right, Morgan. What's happening?
Oh!
Just a wee bit at the end there.
Mate, how bad... I think I've told you this. I remember Haggerty's hard as hell in the background. it was him on the phone whacking, man.
That is a hagman move, bro.
I remember on the school bus, there was this bird I fancied. She used to go on it. She was very nice, and I had scored. Because mind you, used to just agree. It was like, why nippers? Like, it wasn't why I start seeing us. I was like, why just nip and just see what happens?
Mm-hmm. No, just see where the night takes us.
And we got off the school bus, went up a wee lane, gave her my best, mate. My best at that time.
The best you could do, the best you can muster up.
Aye. I gave her my best, mate. And she went round the whole school saying, "Evan kisses like a whale." Oh.
I don't even understand that slagging either.
Whales don't even have tongues, I don't think.
If they do, they're incapable of nipping, I think.
No, a whale nip.
I mean, a whale nip would probably be quite pleasant, actually. What does it mean?
What do you mean?
I don't know, comforting, big massive tongue licking you or something.
How mad is it whales can jump?
Aye, because they've got
like legs on the inside of
what
them.
What do you call that? It's called, vestigial legs. Vestigial. It means like they're no fully formed.
Right.
But it's because they used to be land animals.
Aye.
So they went in and just retracted. And mate. So they just sit with floppy things in there. So like when they're going up, it's like doing that.
What does whale shagging look like?
Whale shagging would be intense, bro. I don't know. I can imagine them spinning or something. Is it eagles that do that?
Spin?
Eagles do that on my death row. You never seen an eagle having sex?
Oh, like they tumble and that?
Aye, they tumble, they grunt, and it's like they need to like climax before they fucking, if they don't, they'll hit the ground and die.
What's the funniest animal to think about having sex? What do ants do?
Ants have big orgies, I think. Ants are like strictly 100 plus only when they're shagging, and they've mad parties, mate.
Big orgies, mad aunt orgy. Got what you up to tonight? Got an aunt orgy.
I'm just jumped in the mound, mate.
There's a big aunt orgy down there, man.
I don't know, but I can imagine a whale one being a bit majestic, to be fair.
Oh, fucking hell, man. So, this poor lassie got mugged mid-nip.
Aye, that's terrible, isn't it?
That is terrible.
And what was her reply? It was quite a...
The guy who she was getting after, he just done... That was awkward.
Wouldn't they ruin chase?
What did you say, but?
Yeah, I'd have been after the cunt.
I'd have fucking killed him for my princess.
I'll fucking get that for you.
I'll fucking kill you. Get back here. Mate, how insane would it be if he just chased the cunt and actually killed him?
Imagine
with his
he was bare running like that and how pure he'd be straight running. Like, I'll fucking get him.
Would our lassie like that?
Mate, see, if you day 10 toes and fucking catch a thief that's robbed her. Spear a cunt, get the bag back, hold them down, call the authorities.
Aye, like don't hurt them, just pin. That's the pure noble thing
subdue
to do.
Subdue them, mate.
That, mate, a bird would be soaking after that, mate.
Yeah, if you subdued a guy.
Or subdued a mugger.
Mate, subduing a thief is like what every lassie wants.
Do you know what's so embarrassing for people? Like, you see it in America a lot, like, this, it's like they fight videos on Twitter and it's like, he picked the wrong dude to fuck with. Yeah. It's like a guy trying to pick a fight with an MMA fighter and they just like choke them out in that. Or like they just, like we said, they just subdue them. They don't even like batter them. They're just like, right, mate, just stay down there. How embarrassing would that be? You're like, trying to get up in that.
Mate, did you see the one of the fucking kind of little, like, I forget who it was doing it, but somebody done a mad real naked choke when I'm a mad cunt. And the cunt looked like Logan Paul. I think it was Conor McGregor or something.
No.
Like, there was a mad video outside like a nightclub.
Is it Matt Serra? The mad bald guy?
It might have been, mate. Guy. I fucking choked the cunt out and the cunt falls limp, mate.
Aye.
That's dangerous stuff, innit, bro?
Choking somebody out, mate.
It's insanity.
Mate, you choke a mugger out in front of a bird.
Oh, but she
dripping, bro.
Wet, mate. We wet sitting, bro.
Right, troops. The last one. I think this is the best one. We've got the guy's voice. It's not him, he's not involved, it's just second-hand info.
I like that. Hearsay.
But this one is fucking wild, right? I'll just play it for you, Trips.
Right, so basically, there's this lassie I see sometimes and she was telling me one of her pals matched this guy on Tinder, talking to him for a wee while, whatever. We went up to his flat in Glasgow to meet him and that first time, so he made dinner for them and that. They're just sitting having a drink no long after having their dinner and the next thing she's just busting for the toilet. Out of nowhere, so she gets up to go to the toilet and that busting didn't make it to toilet in time. So she's obviously pure distraught. Shat herself. She's obviously to tell the guy, but he was pure nice about it and everything. Like, kind of it was an accident and all that, but says... My flatmate's a lassie, so I'll just go and get you some spare clothes out of her room. So he goes and gets her a change of clothes and that. She goes and gets changed. And then when she comes back out again, changed, she looks in and she sees the guy and he's sniffing and it all. I just realised that cut off. Aye, so he's caught her sniffing all this shitty clothes. And she's gobsmacked, obviously. And it clicks in her head that he must have, like, put laxatives in the dinner that he made and just sat and waited patiently for her to shite herself so he could get a hold of her shitty clothes. Mental, man.
Hey.
I couldn't believe it. I thought she was joking, but she was telling me it actually happened. So I beware. There's a mad jobby sniffer about Glasgow somewhere.
How mental is
there's
that?
There's a jobby sniffer on the loose, bro.
Mate, there's a jobby sniffer. Know what the funniest part is, right? It's Craig that's in the Discord. Shout out to Craig for sending
Craig
that in. I said to him, I was like, do you want me to like keep it anonymous? Do you want to like, and he was like, no, mate, we need to fucking find this jobby sniffer. He's like, what? He's on like a mad campaign to go out and like find out who he is.
Like, you don't fuck with cats on that, the man message boards and that.
Aye.
Mate, see that story? The only thing that I'm thinking, I've heard this before. I don't know if this is a, what do you call that? Like a tale, like a modern tale, do you know what I mean? Because I've heard that before. A boy in my uni said it was his lassie pal. It could be the same person, but the exact same story. The guy cooked pasta, but then...
It could be the same guy,
then,
mate.
I know, but then... But right, listen to this, because I've got an extension to this story as well then, right? Because, so, The guy cooked her pasta, shat herself, right? Standard stuff here. You all know the story. So she goes into the toilet, takes her stuff off, gets showered. He goes and gets her clothes, as you said. But then he's like, no, I'll wash it. I'll wash this stuff. And like he's like, give me the clothes. And he's like, don't, it's all right. And, all that. And he's like, and then he takes it into the other room and she sees him like scraping it off. And all that.
Oh my God.
Like getting it off to but put wonder- it in some. But then, sorry, the extension to the story is, so she's went to the police. There's 23 other instances like that. The exact same thing. But then technically, if you can't prove that you've been drugged, he's done nothing wrong, and they can't prove she was being drugged for some reason. And this is, as I say, hearsay. This is from a friend.
It must be. I think what's happening is, because I mean, if you're a bird, you tell. So that story is, that's his lassie pal, and she's told him about that.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you make that up about yourself?
Exactly.
Right? I think that must be a mad fetish thing for a guy.
Hey, and it's what, well, there's one guy, there's a dastardly man in Glasgow now, just trying to sniff the jobbies every lassie that you can.
It's only pasta, I know, which is weird.
Is it always pasta?
You said it was pasta. Was it pasta as well?
Did you say it was pasta?
I don't know, I can't remember.
Did Craig say it was pasta? Well, it's the pasta jobby guy.
Look, pasta, pizza, doesn't matter, she shat herself.
It's the pasta jobby guy.
But imagine just that moment, you're like, oh my God, right? Because it's such a mad up and down, because you're like, oh my God, I've shat myself. But he's being pure, he's like, oh, don't worry about it. You're like, do you know what? This guy's fucking lovely. And you look out and see the through the door, and he's like that.
Give me all off, not.
Oh my God. And then imagine that moment, you're like, he's put fucking laxatives in that food, so I shat myself.
That's the pure, mate. You feel bad for the cunt, mate. He must hate himself or something. Like, that's the pure worst, like, thing.
It might
that
be the Downton worst. Abbey guy.
It's human. Aye, could be, mate. Could be him. But no, aye, like, it's human, like, excrement. It's the pure mess, vile shit ever. Mate, I can't wait. I don't hang about. Do you know what I sometimes day by accident, sometimes I excrete in the lavatory, right? And then I'll just jump up, wipe my arse, and that. Baby wipes always, by the way.
Do you jump up and wipe your arse? Or do you wipe it sitting down?
Most of the time, jump up.
Oh, bro.
I'm too big in that, mate. I can't fit my horn round anywhere.
Can't you get it round your cock?
Can't you get it round a big cock?
Cock no, a tin of beans, mate. Can't you get round it?
Sometimes by accident, I'll jump in a shower after it, forget to flush. And I hate that. Being anywhere, that shite disgusts me. It makes me embarrassed that it comes at my body and that. Like, see, when I do a mad bog and shite, it makes me feel disgusting.
Mate, shiting used to make me feel pure gay. My mad arse opening up and all that. I was like, oh. Did, honestly.
It's
my
a
mad
game.
Arse, like, doing that, I was like, oh, that's, mate, it's like reverse taking a dick.
Do you ever enjoy a big one?
Oh, mate. What's better, but a big shite or a big pish?
A big shite.
Big shite.
Big shite is the best ever, mate.
How funny is that? Just big shite unanimously, mate.
How big shite across the board, mate?
Worldwide. Comment below, big shite or big pish.
You want a camo log at you, man.
But what's...
Not too big.
No, I know a monstrous thing, no, a fucking...
Yeah, something.
One of my pals used to like hodding in a shite.
Is that a bird?
What's Dundee in that hangry's face, like...
I mean,
oh my
God,
that's how mad Wayne's day that.
Is that nothing? I'm like, you're holding a shite and I'm like, aye, it feels real good, mate.
Oh, mate, that's what he's just saying that in.
There's a mad thing, there's a thing with like buds.
Aye, Wayne's day that, that's a Wayne thing, I'm sure.
We've caught him now.
He's he liked it, he didn't deny it, he was fucking up for it, he was like, aye.
Maybe the 19% female listeners of Riley's Gap can tell us. There's a thing, apparently, like, hodding in a pish for a bird feels a bit, ooh.
Oh, really?
Tingly? Apparently.
Why is that, I wonder?
I'm not a
female. I hate hodding in a pish, but I like it because sometimes you get a bit of swelling, a bit of... When you're holding
a
pitch,
I'm extra half inch.
I let run the sides.
But a piss, mate, a dick for a piss.
Oh, a phobia for a piss.
Right, I think we need to switch over.
Aye, this is Patreon talk right now.
This is Patreon talk.
This is straight Patterson talk, so let's get over.
We're going to switch over. We'll talk about, we maybe talk about maybe bad date experience that we've had.
That sounds all right. I don't really have much to say, but I would like to hear your take on the subject.
Just make one up.
I'll make one up, bro.
No, don't make one up. We don't lie. Everybody thinks we lie, but we don't lie.
I can't say we lie all the time.
People think we lie.
We would lie. If we were lying, we'd come up with better shit.
There's a TikTok of me talking about me having a wank in the shower on holiday and my dad shouting on me as I'm about to climax. And people laugh, that cunt's full of shite. I'm like, what is in that for
I
me?
I don't look good here.
And then we've got about seven more to go through here and they just get worse and worse. So troops, we're going to switch over patreon.com/Riley's Gaff. You'll get this on the free trial. So if you're not on the Patreon, go get the free trial, watch the rest of the episode and let's go for there. See you later, team.
Bye-bye.